Jacka News, you need to know. Now.
Johannesburg and Mbombela 22, Polokwane 23. With 30 days to go before the elections, the Justice, Crime Prevention and Security Cluster ministers briefed the media on their state of readiness earlier today. The Minister of Police, Becky Cele, says a task team has been established to deal with the issue of political killings.
We are also working hard to work with the communities to prevent these things happening.
This as a manhunt has been launched in Rustenburg in Northwest after the murder of a 54-year-old councillor on Friday evening. She was walking home from the shops with a cousin when the incident occurred. Brigadier Sabato Mokhwabone has more.
And approaching the gate, when one of the four unknown men who were following them got closer and allegedly fired two shots. The victim's cousin ran into the yard and screamed for help. The victim's brother got out of the house and spotted the suspects running away and eventually fled from the place with a BMW.
No one has been arrested yet. And in the run-up to the elections, Eskom also confirmed that load shedding will not hinder the voting process. The power utility meanwhile confirmed on X that there have been multiple electricity outages across Gauteng over the weekend. It's ascribed to Friday's thunderstorm. Eskom says teams are working around the clock to restore power to the affected areas. And the Freedom Front Plus Gauteng Premier candidate says that they will stabilize the province. This is Jaco Mulder saying why.
The only way to get Gauteng back on the right track is to establish a coalition government made up of the parties of the multi-party charter, which include the FF Plus. The FF Plus already has a proven record of governing well as part of coalition governments in municipalities and improving residents' circumstances.
And the MK party denies allegations that it forged signatures to qualify for the elections. The allegations were made by a former senior party member, Lennox Ntsoro. The party spokesperson, Hlamulo Ntlela, had this to say.
He is no such leader in the party. And we now found out, because he wanted to be on our list, that he had a sketchy past. And by virtue of that, when we couldn't put him on our list, he then went rogue.
Ntsoro accused the MK party of obtaining names, identity numbers and cell phone numbers from job seekers from the database of the Cape Metro Council. And let's talk about the weather. In Mali's capital, Bamako, the price of ice has tripled in certain areas. The BBC reports that many residents are forced to buy ice because they cannot use their refrigerators due to severe power cuts. Millions of students return to their reopened school across Bangladesh today, despite a lingering heat wave. And in the Philippines, the Education Department confirmed that the country will suspend in-person classes in all public schools for 2 days due to extreme heat. I'm Marlina Fushia with news. The Minister van Polisie, Becky Cele, sê 'n taakspan om politieke moorde te ondersoek is op die been gebring. Jacarina FM plays more.
We were strangers at the bar, they were playing Wonderwall. I overheard you say you hate this song. Next thing I knew, I'm walking over, came and tapped you on your shoulder. Said, my dear, you're not the only one. Spent the night there at my place, that night became 100 days. And I shared all my deepest secrets with you. Soon enough, well, I found out you're something I can't live without. And every time I close my eyes, I miss you. And I know I waited all my life just to fall for someone like you.